All right, a lot to get to today, and we will start things off as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. It is the Tour Championship, the fourth of four FedEx Cup playoff events. Today is the unofficial final day of the regular season on the PGA Tour, and after three rounds of play in Atlanta at Eastlake, 7,300-yard par 70 track, Kenny Perry is your leader. He is at 8 under par, 202 after three rounds of play. Shot the low round of the tournament yesterday, 6 under par, 64. He is two shots ahead of Tiger Woods, who is in solo second. Tiger is at 6 under par, 204 after three rounds of play. Shot a 1 under par round of 69 yesterday. Perry and Woods, your final pairing today in Atlanta. Two-way tie for third. Phil Mickelson and Sean O'Hare both at 4 under par, 4 shots back of Perry. And then you've got Steve Marino and Padraig Harrington both at 3 under par, 5 shots back of Kenny Perry. At 2 under par, you've got Steve Stricker and Ernie Els. Stricker is the highest player after Tiger Woods that really kind of is in charge of his own destiny. If Stricker were to win today, he wins the FedEx Cup $10 million first place prize, as would Tiger Woods, of course. So Stricker and Els are both at minus 2, 6 shots back. Pat, Kenny Perry is your leader. It's been a big week for Kenny Perry. He was honored earlier this week with the Payne Stewart Award. And if he were to win today and Tiger Woods were to finish in a three-way tie for third or worse, Perry is your FedEx Cup champion.
I think Kenny Perry can win, but I think it is going to be difficult for somebody else to overtake Tiger. As we've said all along, Russ, Tiger's par score is usually 2 or 3 or 4 shots better than what the real par is. So on this course, Tiger's par is probably 68, maybe 69, somewhere in there. So the worst he's probably going to shoot is 68 today. So for somebody to overtake him and tie him for third, they're going to have to play 66 or better, I guess. So it's going to be difficult for that to happen. I think Kenny Perry can win this thing, but I think it's more difficult for somebody else to win the FedEx Cup than Tiger.
Tiger yesterday missed a number of birdie chances. 6 birdie putts from 15 feet or less went by the hole without dropping. Actually, 2 of his 3 birdies on the day came from huge putts. He made a 55-foot bomb, and he also made a 20-footer. His other birdie on the day was a 2-putt on a par 5. He did have 2 bogeys for the 1 under par 69. His 69 yesterday is his 8th consecutive round in the 60s during the FedEx Cup playoffs. So Tiger kind of has been quietly playing really good golf here throughout these FedEx Cup playoffs. His final round in Boston in the 60s, all 4 rounds 2 weeks ago in Chicago at the BMW, and then these first 3 rounds here this week in Atlanta. I agree with you, Pat. I tend to think Tiger's going to win this FedEx Cup playoffs, even if he doesn't win today in the Tour Championship. I tend to think he will overtake Kenny Perry today at Eastlake and win the tournament outright, and then, of course, win the $10 million. But it's hard for me to imagine Tiger slipping so far. He's in the final pairing today. He's got a 2-shot lead currently over third place. Hard to me imagine him slipping all the way down to a three-way tie for third.
Well, I think if you look at Tiger's history, Russ, the one thing that really separates him from all the other golfers is not the fact that he wins so many tournaments, he makes so many cuts, and he occasionally shoots a ridiculously low round. The thing, in my opinion, that separates Tiger from all these other guys is that he rarely blows up. You know, the final round of the PGA Championship notwithstanding, Tiger rarely has like a 75 or 76, some really horrendous number. And that's what keeps him in a lot of tournaments, even if he's not putting well, which he, believe it or not, you talked about those 2 bombs he made, you're right. But I've watched a bunch of makeable Tiger putts, you know, 4 foot, you know, on Friday. I think
on Friday he missed 2 4-footer for eagle and a 4-footer
right,
for birdie.
Right, so just uncommon stuff. If he was putting at all, like, decently, Russ, he'd be running away with this thing, and he would have been running away with a bunch of tournaments this year. So the thing that I think separates Tiger is the fact that he does not have those blow-up rounds in his repertoire, and that's why he's, you know, he is who he is. But if he was putting at all, man, this thing would be over.
You're exactly right. I said it just yesterday alone. Just in his third round yesterday, he missed a half dozen birdie chances from 15 feet or shorter. That's un-Tiger Woods golf. However, he finds himself in a great position here. If he finishes solo third or better today, he likely wins this thing unless Steve Stricker makes a huge run. Stricker right now is six shots back. He's at two under par, tied with Ernie Els in seventh place right now, six shots back of Perry. Stricker is the closest player to Tiger that, if he were to win today, would win the FedEx Cup. Jim Furyk right now is at plus one, nine shots out of first place, the lead by Kenny Perry. Heath Slocum, he's at plus two right now, 10 shots out of the lead. And Zach Johnson is way back. He's at plus five. 13 shots back. Slocum, Furyk, Johnson, Tiger, and Stricker. Those are the five players that went into this week at Eastlake having the chance that if they were to win the Tour Championship, they would win automatically the FedEx Cup Championship and the $10 million first place prize. The next closest player after that was Padraig Harrington. He entered the playoffs at sixth. Padraig right now is at three under par, five shots back of Perry. If Padraig were to make a run today and win the Tour Championship, he would need Tiger to finish in a tie for second or worse. If Tiger finishes solo second and Padraig wins, Tiger still wins the FedEx Cup Championship. You go down to Sean O'Hare. He is seventh in the FedEx Cup standings going into this week. O'Hare is in a better spot than Padraig Harrington. Sean O'Hare is tied with Phil Mickelson for third right now at four under par, four shots back of Perry, two shots behind Tiger in second at minus six. If O'Hare were to make a run today and win, he would need for Tiger to finish outside the top two. So an O'Hare victory and a Tiger third place finish or worse for Tiger, and O'Hare wins the FedEx Cup Championship. Pat, do you see any of those scenarios happening today, or probably Tiger winning the $10 million?
Tiger winning the $10 million. It's like I said, I think Kenny Perry can figure out a way to win this. Like you said, it wouldn't surprise
me. But he needs Tiger to finish in a three-way tie for third.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if Tiger overcame Kenny, just won the thing outright. But let's just say Kenny wins it. The hard part is all those other scenarios you're saying with Tiger finishing tied for second or tied for third or whatever. And for him to do that, he'd probably need to shoot 70 or 71. And one of these other guys like Steve Stricker or Sean O'Hare shoot another 65 or 64. Can happen, but not very likely.
The good news for the PGA Tour and for Tim Fincham and for the FedEx Cup playoffs here in year number three is that we are on the final round of the Tour Championship, the final day of the regular season on the PGA Tour, and there are still many plausible scenarios, which is better than the alternative we had last year where Vijay Singh, all he had to do was finish a round standing upright, and he won the $10 million. So that is your look at today's leaderboard, the Tour Championship in Atlanta at Eastlake. Kenny Perry leads at 8 under par. Tiger Woods two shots back in second at minus six. Two-way tie for third. Phil Mickelson and Sean O'Hare both at four under par. That's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report. Brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Well, we'll talk about more of these scenarios today.